Thanks, Sarah. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 7th of July. The general synopsis at midnight. Low southern Norway 998, expected west Denmark 1001 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sera, south at Sera, 40s, Cromarty. Northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 in the Utsiras. Showers, occasionally thundery in the Utsiras, good, occasionally moderate. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, except in Dogger. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 in east. Showers, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White. North or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, except in German Bight. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. North or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3, except in Plymouth. Showers, perhaps thundery at first in Portland. Good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy. Northerly, veering northeasterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in far south. Drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east. Showers, then drizzle later in west Seoul. Good, becoming moderate later in west Seoul. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in North Irish Sea, backing westerly 3 to 5 for a time elsewhere. Showers, good. Shannon, Rockall. North or northwest 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, then drizzle and fog patches later. Good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Malin, Hebrides. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Bailey, northwest 5 or 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain and fog patches later. Good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Farral, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east. Showers, good. And Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain later. Good, becoming moderate or poor later, except in East Faroes. Now, here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Northwest by north. 4. 14 miles. 1015, rising slowly. Stornoway. West-northwest, 3. 13 miles, 1,012, now falling. Lerwick, northwest, 3. 24 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by west, 2. 19 miles, 1,011, rising slowly. Bridlington, north by west, 4. 1,008, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by west, 5, 11 miles, 1,005. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 4, 5 miles, 1,007. Jersey, northwest, 4, slight drizzle, 9 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 6, 11 miles, 1,010. Scilly Automatic, north by west, 5, 9 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Valentia, north-northwest, 3, 19 miles, 1,019, now falling. Ronald's Way, northwest by north, 4, 13 miles, 1,012, rising slowly. Malinhead, northwest, 5, 16 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday the 7th of July. The general situation, a showery north to northwesterly airflow is currently affecting the British coastal waters, although a transient ridge of high pressure will follow eastwards across western Scotland and Northern Ireland during this evening and tonight, bringing settled conditions here for a time. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 near Aberdeenshire, backing westerly 3 or 4 later in west. Showers then fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less for a time in south. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time in south, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate in south. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time at first. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time later, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in far east, but becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then decreasing 3 at times. Showers, then mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers then fair. Good. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northwest 5 or 6, backing west or northwest 4 or 5, veering north or northwest 3 or 4 later. Showers then fair. Good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northwest 4 to 6, backing west 3 or 4 for a time. Showers then fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in east, then increasing 7 at times in north and east. Showers becoming fair later, good. Isle of Man. North or northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7, then decreasing 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Showers becoming fair later. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 later in far north. Showers for a time. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 later. Showers for a time. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 4 to 6, backing west or southwest 2 to 4 later. Showers then fair. Good. And Shetland Isles. Northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east and 3 in west. Mainly fair. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now, Prayer for the Day celebrates 55 years on Radio 4 from Bradford City of Culture with Jane Williams.
Good morning. I find that prayer for me is a meditative act. I come from a tradition that values community prayer. I love the experience of praying with others in our 145-year-old synagogue here in Bradford. It gives a sense of communion with others alongside me and in memory. Communal prayer in Hebrew has a reassuring pattern. The words I speak aloud would be familiar to my mother and to my grandmother. Even so, this isn't how I find it easiest to pray. I prefer to seek out the tranquil countryside around the city, where I can speak quietly to my Creator. On the hills, with my feet touching the earth, I can detach from the stresses of life and speak from my heart. I like to focus on a tree. No sophistication is required, simply sincere words and faith. Praying silently outdoors is a deeply grounding experience, connecting me to the divine. Here, I can talk to my Creator as I can to a good friend. I can be honest, contrite, happy or sad, exuberant or subdued. In other words, I can be me. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov called this Chit Bodedut. To me, this is the true essence of personal prayer. Lord, lead us to those quiet spaces where we can be truly at one with you. Help us to be open and honest in our prayer. Lead us to know you as a friend and mentor, a sure guide in everything we do. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Jane Williams. Now on BBC Radio 4, Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. Farmers say the pig industry in Northern Ireland could have had its bacon if proposals on improving water quality get the go-ahead. But let's start with shellfish. We have been harvesting shellfish in the UK for centuries, everything from lobsters and oysters through to mussels and winkles. Towns like Whitstable and Cromer are famous for it. And although we don't eat as much homegrown shellfish as we used to, it's been described as an industry with huge untapped potential. All this week, we're going to be sampling what UK shellfish farmers and fishers are up to, the challenges they face and how they're faring. To set the ball rolling, I've been hearing from David Jarrod, Chief Executive of the Shellfish Association of Great Britain, who told me where we sell our shellfish.